You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Alam ko magtatanghali na. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Chinky. I'm one of your Victory Group leaders here. I'm also a volunteer just like Eric. Okay. Well, I'm really so excited to minister here today. We just finished the first 9 o'clock service. Are you all excited you're here? Yes or no? Paramdam niyo naman. Are you all excited you're here? Ba't kagalit? Nagtatanong lang. We're going through a series called It's Not About the Money. Di ba? Alam niyo yung kantang It's Not About the Money? Sige nga, try nga natin. It's not about the money, di ba? Actually, may Tagalog version yan eh. Hindi ko lang alam. Napakinggan niyo na yung Tagalog version? Oo. Hindi niyo pa napapakinggan? Pumunta kayo sa YouTube, mapapakinggan niyo. Oo, ang kumanta si Jograd de la Torre. Kilala niyo si Jograd de la Torre? Kilala niyo? Grabe naman si Tito. Hindi mo kilala si Jograd de la Torre? Hindi mo ma-remember. Oo, yun yung kasama dati ni Nora Honor sa Superstar. Hindi mo kilala si Nora Honor? Ang grabe ka talaga. No, I invited my good friend here si Jograd. Jograd, tayo ka. Magpakilala ka. Kaway sa mga fans. Kaway. Oo. Wala pang tulog yan. Galing yan sa Cowboy Grill. Kakagig lang yan. And in-invite ko. Baka kala mo magko-concert ka eh. Hindi. In-invite lang kita para marinig mo ako magsalita. Oo. Kailangan ko ng supporter eh. Okay? So we're going through a series called It's Not About the Money. On the first week, we talk about It's Not About the Money, It's About the Heart. So all of us, alam naman po natin kung ano nangyari sa Bagyong Yolanda. And then nag-post ako sa Facebook. Sinabi ko, kung naantig ang puso mo, naawa ka. Pero pag merong kang ginawa, may action ka, may ginawa ka. Tapos may nag-post na isa na medyo caught my attention. Paano magbibigay? Ay, walang-wala nga. Tapos with exclamation point pa. Gusto ko nga, kung makakausap ko lang, sabi ko, it's not about the money. Kung talagang wala kang pera, kung may heart ka tumulong, edi mag-volunteer ka, mag-repack ka. Tama o mali? Makakatulong naman tayo in a lot of ways. Number two, second week, ang pinag-usapan, it's not about the money. It's not also about the provision. It's about the person. It's not about the gift. It's about the gift giver. So very, very important na kung bakit tayo nananampalataya sa Diyos, hindi dahil sa pangako na biyayaan tayo, pagpapalain tayo, dahil mahal na mahal tayo at mahal natin ang Panginoon. Amen? On the third week, ang pag-usapan natin, it's not about the money. It's about becoming a wise, what we call as a wise steward, or what we call on how to handle money wisely. Now, let me start probably para makarelate tayo. Are you familiar with the person by the name of MVP? Hindi siya most valuable player. Okay? He owns a lot of company here. It's called Money V. Pangilinan. Tama? Marami siyang kumpanya. Tama mali? You just imagine what if you were hired to run one of his company. Ikaw may hinire ka to run one of his company. Ang question, ito yung question. Anong gagawin mo? Paano mo hahawakan yung kumpanya? But pag ano, dumadaan ako, nagpapanggap kayo na may hinahanap kayo. Ganun yun, di ba? Pag sa eskwelahan, pag dumadaan ng teacher, tapos nagiging busy ka, yung gumano, parang... Sir, anong pangalan mo? Sensya ka na, nakupo ka dito eh. Anong pangalan mo?
Paul.
Kunyari, pagkatiwala ka ng isang malaking kumpanya, paano mo i-manage yun? Ano gagawin mo?
Actually, ang hirap ng tanong. Lalo na kung hindi ka dumaan muna sa mababa. So, paano ba i-manage?
Ano plano mo? Napabaksakin siya? O ano? And then, ano plano mo?
Sige, total pinagkatiwala sa akin yun. Siguro, gamitin ko yung konti alaman ko to improve para malalong mapalago yung negosyo niya.
Sige, pag napalago ang negosyo, ano sa palagay mo mangyayari?
Lalaki yung company.
kung lumaki yung kumpanya, ano sa palagay mo mangyayari sa'yo? Naku, ang hirap na tanong na yan, ha? pinapalaki mo kumpanya. Anong mangyayari sa'yo sa palagay mo?
Aasensa din at the same time, di ba? Kasi ikaw yung nakapagpalago ng company.
Exactly, di ba? Pag pinapalago mo kumpanya, ang equivalent niyan, promotion. Tama o mali? Pag may promotion, dagdag sweldo. Tama o mali? So, blessing will come. So, if you are entrusted with something, definitely you want to make it big. And do we know that the Bible has a lot to say on how we can become good manager? It's found on Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 up to 19. Basahin po natin. Matthew 25. Okay, ito po yung story ng parable of the talent, and this is very familiar to most of us. Let us read it all together. Again, it will be like a man going on a what? Journey, who called his what? And entrusted his property to them. To the one he gave 5 talents, to another 1, 2 talents, and to another 1, 1 talent, each according to his ability. Kung anong abilidad nila. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. Also to the one who had 2 talents, gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, hid his master's money. After a long time, the master to those servants returned and settled the accounts with them. Tayo po'y manalangin. Heavenly Father, I just pray for each and every person inside this room na magkaroon po kami ng pangunawa at kaalaman kung ano ba talaga ang layunin mo at kung bakit mo kami tinatawag na maging isang katiwala ng iyong kayamanan. I pray that you would open our mind to have a fresh perspective on how we can become faithful stewards of your God-given resources. This in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So kung pag-uusapan po natin, there are 3 points that I want us to focus on today. 3 topics lang ang pag-uusapan natin. Number 1 is know your master. Everybody say, know our master. Again, know our master. Number 2, know our role. And number 3, know our goal. What, parang pahina ng pahina. Master, role, and what? Goal. Kailangan malaman natin. Sino ba talaga master? When there is a servant, there should be a master. Walang isang alipin na walang amo. Walang isang boss na wala naman tagapag-follow. But the question is, who's the boss? Yan ang tanong. Who owns the business or property? Like for example, with our relationship with God, do you believe that God owns everything? Yes or no? If God owns everything, it means He is the master, He is the boss. Tama o mali? So, likewise, if He is the master, we're the, what we call as the servant. O, minsan, sa relasyon natin sa Panginoon, minsan hindi yan ang nasusunod. Just for you to have an idea, pag sinasabing nating master and lord, nung panahon ni King Arthur, kaya nga tinatawag ng lord, di ba? Nung panahon ni King Arthur, he's the king and then all the people are under him. Pag sinabi ni King Arthur, oy, kailangan kong maglinis-linis ka ngayon dito dahil medyo magulo yung ano, may bisita akong bukas, at sumagot yung servant niya na ganito, King Arthur, medyo masakit ang ulo ko, pwede bukas na lang? Alam mo, sagot ni King Arthur, kawal! Masakit ang ulo, pugutan ng ulo. Nung unang panahon, let me tell you this, ang utos ng hari ay hindi nababale. So, likewise, when I went to the country of UAE, the citizens there, they have really a different mindset. Ang different mindset nila, that they have a king. Whatever their king says, they will follow. So, likewise, with our way, the way we live our life, is it the same na ganun ang perspective natin that He is really the master? This needs to be clear. Why? Minsan, sa totoo lang, minsan, mas magaling pa tayo sa Diyos. What do I mean? Pag may plano tayo sa buhay at hindi nasusunod yung plano natin according to our plan, we have a tendency to question God. Diba? Rather than trusting God in His sovereign will, we tend to say, Lord, hindi mo na kaya, ako nagagawa ng paraan. In other words, I want it to do it my way. If you always do it my way, kaya ang daming namamatay pag kumakanta ng ano? Bakit? May sakit na AIM. Alam niyo yung AIM? Ayaw ibigay ang mic. Alam na alam mo, parang may sakit ka ng ganun, no? Diba? Ayaw ipasa ang mic. We tend to complain, and Lord, bakit? Why are you allowing this thing to happen? Let me tell you this, if you want really to understand the master, God's agenda is the must be the object of our what? Stewardship. When it comes to, hindi yung plano mo mahalaga eh. Hindi kung ano yung gusto mo mahalaga. Ang mahalaga kung anong plano ng Diyos. Like for example, MVP, may plano pa sa kumpanya. Kailangan alamin mo yung plano niya. Alam mo yung agenda niya. Alam mo anong will niya. And then you have to work according to his plan. Would you agree? Yes or no? Like for example, ang gusto niyang kulay, for example, sa opisina ay pula. Pero ang preference mo, blue. Diba? At the end of the day, it's not your color preference will prevail because you are just the servant. Likewise, in our lives, may mga gusto tayo sa ating buhay. Kaya nga, nagkakaroon tayo ng problema if we do not know God's plan and God's agenda for our life. We got to know His agenda in order to fulfill His plan in our life. In our lives. Like for example, one more example, kung may agenda na palakihin yung kumpanya, ang ginagawa mo, may sarili ka ring agenda. Sinasabi sa'yo, kailangan mag-multiply yung kumpanya into 2 branches by the end of the year. Pero ito yung agenda mo. Nako, paano kaya ako gagwapo sa boss ko? Or how can I take credit to all of this achievement? How can I preserve my position in the organization para hindi ako matanggal? Or ano kaya magiging benefit ko? If that is your agenda, if that is our agenda, you know what will happen? Mafulfill ba yung agenda ng boss? Yes or no? You will try to prevent other people to rise up from the rank because you don't want other to be promoted. Baka matanggal ka sa trabaho. Tama o mali? So in other words, we're not anymore serving the agenda of the owner. We are serving our own what? Agenda. Likewise with our relationship with God. That's the reason why nagkakaroon ng stress, conflicts. Why? Pag inuuna natin ang ating sarili bago pa ang gusto ng Diyos sa atin. That's the reason why on Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, God's reminding us to what? But seek ye first is what? Kingdom. Everybody say kingdom. Kung anong gusto ng Panginoon, yung kingdom niya and His what? Righteousness and everything shall be added unto you. We got to put God's agenda and plan first rather than our own plan and our agenda. Yun yung actually ang problema eh. Nang karamihan ng problema ngayon. Bakit may korupsyon sa ating gobyerno? Bakit may mga tao talaga mayaman na gusto pang magpayaman sa masasamang pamamaraan? Bakit? Ang parating ugat ng kasalanan, hindi yung korupsyon. Bunga lang yan ng kasalanan. Ano yung ugat ng kasalanan? Sa totoo lang, ang parating iniisip natin, kasama na rin ako, ang parating iniisip natin ay walang iba kundi sino? Ang ating sarili. We always think about first us. It's what's in it for me? Anong pakinabang ko? Well, if you want to serve a master and you are a servant, you cannot think that way. You have to think about the agenda of your master, the plan of your master, rather than serving your own plan and your what? Your agenda. That's the reason why it's never about our agenda. It's about the agenda of our what? Master. We got to know His plan. We got to know His will. Ano bang plano niya? Ano ba layunin niya? We don't ask, Lord, itong plano ko. Itong layunin ko sa buhay. Bless mo. No. We ask Him, Lord, anong plano mo? Anong layunin mo? Then that's the reason why, again, God says, delight yourself in thee and He will grant your heart desires. Unahin mo yung plano niya, yung agenda niya. Now, that's the first one. We got to know our master. After we have known our master, second thing that we need to understand is we got to know our role. Everybody say role. Know that God is the master and we are the what? Servant. Next slide, please. When there is a manager, there is a steward, and there is also what we call as an owner. So kung may manager, meron ding ika nga, servant. Kung may boss, may nagtatrabaho. Christian stewardship consists of being God's stewards. Not only of money, but also on His entire resources. Pag sinabi mong steward ka, ipinagkatiwala sa isang bagay. Halimbawa, sino po sa atin dito, nang hiram ng sasakyan, or let's say, nang hiram kayo ng rest house, nagbakasyon kayo? Nakapanghiram na kayo? Yes or no? Yes, ako nakapanghiram na ako. Okay lang, kung ayaw nyo sumagot, secure ako. Kaya kong kausapin ang sarili ko. Okay lang? Sino sa inyo nakapanghiram na? Nung hiniram nyo, anong ginawa nyo sa bahay at saka yung sasakyan? Anong ginawa mo?
Pagkatapos gamitin, nilinis naman.
Ba't mo nilinis?
Kasi hindi akin yun eh. Para pag... para maayos naman. Hindi niya sasabihin na, oy, ginamit, tapos pinabayaan.
Gusto ko yung totoong sagot. Ayaw ko yung sagot ng pang Miss Universe. Ayan yung totoong sagot. Ah, sige, sige, sir. Bakit, ikaw, anong ginawa mo? Inayos mo rin, nilinis mo?
Nilinis.
Bakit?
Para makahiram uli.
Ayan, yan yung tunay na sagot. Yan yung mga tunay na sagot. Come on! Tama, mali. Hindi yung sagot, hindi akin eh. Hindi, sa totoo lang, may agenda tayo. Ang agenda natin, di ba? Gusto natin ayusin para next time, di ba? Pag ikaw nanghiram, nako, pwede ka makaulit. Tama, mali. Likewise, we as what? Steward. We need to understand that. What will happen to people na pinagkatiwala na hindi naman pinangalagaan? What will happen if we are not wise? Okay? What will happen if we are not wise? Yan, okay. What will happen? Ang laki ng iPad ko, di ba? God will take it back. Babawiin ng Diyos kung ano man ang ipinagkatiwala sa atin. Where can we find that? On Matthew 25, 26, it says here, His master replied, bumalik na, in-account na. Ang sinabi, what? You wicked and lazy servant. So you know that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. So what was the reaction of the master? Ano reaction? So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. Binawi kung ano man ang meron sa kanya at ano pa, ibinigay pa kung sino pa ang pinakamarami. For whoever has will be given more, for they will have an abundance who does not have. Even what they have will be taken away from them. What do I mean, ladies and gentlemen? Listen. I would have to ask you right now, kung kayong tatanungin ko, I'm sure one time in our lives, even myself included, God has entrusted us with something. Pero hindi natin pinangalagaan masyadong mabuti. God has entrusted us sometimes with position and power. But we never use the influence to what? Honor His agenda and advance His agenda. Instead, we advance our own what? Agenda. Ano nangyari? Nawala yung kapangyarihan. Some of us, God entrusted us with what? Relationship. Yung mga relasyon ng mga tao na kapaligid sa atin, yung mga mahal sa buhay. But sometimes we take it what? For granted. Ano nangyari? Nawala. Nanabang. Some of us, God has entrusted us with health, yung kalusugan natin. Majority of us, when we start, we're all healthy. But we are not just good stewards and faithful stewards of our health. Ano nangyari? Right now, marami na tayong nararamdaman. Some of us inside this room, believe me, God has entrusted you with money. Pinagkatiwala ka ng maraming pera. Pero hindi tayo naging mabuting ano? Servant or what we call as katiwala. Ano nangyari? Nawala. This is what I've learned in life. Once that you don't maximize what God has given you, you will lose it. That's what He calls the law of use. Once you don't use it, you will what? You will lose it. Would you agree? Yes or no? Kaya if God has given you the talent to sing, you sing. If God has given you the talent to write, you write. If God has given you any form of talent, you got to maximize it. For us to better understand, bakit natin kailangan gawin to? Why should we maximize? The heart of everything what we're doing. Like for example, who among you wants to make a lot of money? Sino sa inyo gustong gumawa ng maraming pera? Sino sa inyo gustong maghirap? Ibang iba eh. Sino sa inyo, kahit anong tanong ko, ayaw nyo magtaas ng kamay? Let me tell you this. God is the master. Anong role natin? We are what? Steward. Yes or no? Caretaker, manager. If God has given you the talent and the ability to produce wealth, you got to maximize it. It's never about money. You miss the whole point when you focus on money. The reason why I want to make a lot of money is because I want to become a good steward of what God has given to me. Kasi kung ang focus mo pera, mali eh. The reason why I need to maximize the gift that God has given me. Because God has entrusted that to me. If I don't maximize it, God will take it away. You just need to understand that there are two types of sin. The first type of sin is the sin of commission. When you say commission, alam mong mali, ginawa mo pa. The second type of sin is the sin of omission. Omission means, binigyan ka, alam mo na dapat mong gawin, pero hindi mo ginawa. At wala kang ginawa. Kasalanan pa rin yan sa Diyos. There's nothing in between. Yun, tignan mo. Anong ginawa niya? Anong ginawa nung isa? Yung pinakahuli. Neutral. Ay, natatakot ako, baka mawala eh. So, ano ginawa ko? Inilibing ko na lang, at least sinoli ko. Anong ginawa nung may-ari? Binawi. At sinabi sa, you wicked and lazy servant. That is the negative side. Kung hindi tayo minaximize, what if we maximize? What happens if we are wise? God will be pleased, and next slide please. God will be pleased and God will what? Promote us. Next slide, please. On verse 23, it says here, God, what? Okay, next slide, please. God is pleased, God will be pleased and will promote us. On verse 23, it says here, his master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a what? Few things, I will put you in charge of what? Many things. Come and share your master's what? Happiness. Sir, what will happen? If we're faithful with what God has entrusted, what will happen? Ano next na darating? Promotion. After promotion, ano mangyari? Blessings. Amen? Who among you wants to be promoted? You want to have the blessing? Yes or no? We have to be faithful with whatever you have. Lord, wala naman ako masyadong maraming pera eh. Hindi, hindi yung pera tinatanong ni Lord. Kung ano man ang hawak mo, gamitin mo. Eh, Lord, paano ako mag-uumpisa? Alit-lit. No, kung ano man meron ka, palaguin mo. Eh, hindi pa ako magaling masyado eh. Hindi, kung anong meron ka, di mag-practice ka para gumaling ka. God says, if we're not faithful with the little things, He cannot entrust us with bigger things. Amen? Now, we know who's our boss, our master. Now, we understand our role. Ang role natin, we are the servant and we are the steward. But it doesn't end there because money is not the end goal. But money is a means to achieve a greater goal. So again, number one, know our what? Number two, know our what? Number three, know our what? Ultimately, what is the goal of blessing and prosperity? Who among you wants to be blessed? Again, you want to be prosperous. Hindi yan ang means, hindi yan yung end. It's only a means. It's not about money. But everything that we're doing, the center point of everything, it's all about managing God's purpose in our life. May purpose kung bakit tayo binibless ni Lord. May purpose kung bakit na tayo pagpapalain. It's not about money. It's all about serving God's purpose. Through what? Money. Money is only a channel. Money is only a means. Ang pera gagamitin ng Diyos to advance His kingdom, to advance His agenda, to advance His plan, to advance His will in our lives. Gagamitin ng Diyos yan. Amen? Pero pag hindi natin ginamit yung pera according to His agenda, according to His plan, eh, hindi talaga maayos ang buhay natin. May stress tayo. I've witnessed a lot of people who are very rich, but they're very, very sad, and they're very, very lonely. But I've seen also some people who are not really very, very wealthy, but they live prosperous and happy lives. Money, happiness cannot be equated with what? Money. And again, I go back. It's about serving God's purpose through what? Money. You can find that on 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. On 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, it says here, basahin natin, God is able to bless you what? So that in all things, and at what? Having everything is all. All things, all times, all that you need. You will abound in every good work. The reason why, if we look at this, the real purpose and the end goal of money is to honor God and bless others. The reason why God wants to bless you and me so that we can become a blessing to others. Pero babalik na naman yung me and myself. Pag kumita tayo, ang iniisip lang natin, sarili natin. Again, hindi masaya, hindi masarap. Human tendency yan eh. It's a human tendency. That's the reason why on 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, it's also made mention here. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received. To what? To what? It's not to serve yourself, but to serve others. As faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. There's a reason why God wants to bless you and me. Pero, alam mo, human nature, maniwala kayo. I'm included. Kasalanan ko rin. Parang, whenever there's a trial that comes in our lives, may problema tayo, ano yung tendency natin, reaction natin? Ganito, Lord of all people, why me? Bakit di na lang yung kapitbahay ko, napakasama na ugali niyan? Pero pag may blessing na dumating, may blessing, have we ever asked God, Lord of all people, why me? Nakakalimot tayo eh. That's the reason why me and my wife, when we pray for provision, Lord, we need 50,000. And all of a sudden, God gave us 70,000. May sobra? Yes or no? Ang next question namin, Lord, bakit may sobra? Para kanino tong sobrang to? Because again, if I would only think about my agenda, uy, may pang-shopping tayo? No. That's not what money is all about. It's not about serving your own agenda, your own plan. It's serving your boss agenda, your master's agenda. What is the master's agenda? Again, to honor him with his what? Resources at the same time to be able to help and bless other people. Amen? This is the perfect time. I just want to encourage all of you. Hindi naman lingid sa ating kaalaman. Alam mo, napakapalad po natin. Lalo na tayo na sa Maynila. Hindi tayo dinaanan ng ng bagyong Yolanda. Nakatikim tayo ng Ondoy. Nakatikim tayo ng Habagat. Pero wala yan sa dinaanan nila. And on November 9, marami na rin po tayong mga ginawa. Can we please flash the pictures? We as a movement, we have been really very generous. We have been doing a lot of things. We have been doing a lot of relief work already. As a matter of fact, almost 20 tons of food was already shipped out to Tacloban. That's only for our church, our Victory Movement. Not only that, let's go to the next slide. Yung mga C-130 plane is the one that ship all the products. No, we use the C-130 plane. And even our very own pastor, next, si Pastor Dennis Isleta from Fort Bonifacio, not only donating, but physically helping the army, carrying all the stuff to make sure that the stuff are secure and then darating in the right place. And next slide, please. Even our own very pastor, si Pastor Eugene Ramirez, right now, He's in Sampuang, in Tacloban. He's heading the team to lead, to help Mayor Alfred Romualdez to rebuild the city. Ngayon talaga, the city is in total chaos. Kausap ko lang siya kanina, sinabi niya, Chinky, wala nang Tacloban. Pag sinabi mong Tacloban, wala nang Tacloban. It's a flat land. It's really a flat land. Sinabi niya, we just really need your help here right now. And as one more story, there's a church member who's been lost for almost a week, hindi namin makita because down din ang communication. It's a good thing that Kix, one of our missionary, was able to find this person, and then right now they're rebuilding the city. There's a lot of great needs. Especially, are you following the news? Yes or no? Hindi naman alam naman natin kung ano nangyari, di ba? I just felt right now, this is the time for us, all of us, as a church person, as a church, as a believer of God, that we can use really God's resources to honor Him. In our own very little way. Me and my family, in our own very little way, we're so concerned with the people in Tacloban because we know some people there. They're friends, but not really close. But I just felt that we need just to step up. I've been texting all my phone books, yung mga taga-Tacloban, and buti na lang some of them replied. Most of them are alive. I'll tell you one story. One businessman, he owns distribution network in Tacloban. Siya yung nagdi-distribute ng mga food, yung mga Lucky Me, yung mga ganon. Sinabi na, Chinky, wala na kami lahat sa Tacloban. Yung warehouse ko, 50 million worth of products na ransack, na loot, wala na. Ito yung tanong niya sa akin. Pag wala ng negosyante sa Tacloban, sino magtatayo ng commerce? Sino bibili ng produkto at sino magbebenta? Lahat ng mga negosyante, wala na sa Tacloban. Why? Because they're scared of their lives. Wala nang malut. Ang next na gagawin, kidnapping na. At ang nakakatakot, ang mga nangingidnap, hindi taga-Tacloban, taga-labas. So, sinasabi ng Chinky, realistically, 6 months to 12 months yan. 6 months to 12 months to rebuild the city. Wala pang trade, wala pang commerce. One more story. We were ministering to one of the doctors there. She's the top pedia in Tacloban. Kilalang-kilala. Pag sinabi pang kilalang-kilala siya, wala rin. Naano rin sila. Nasa lanta rin sila. So, right now, they're back here in Manila. Nakikitira sila sa isang relative nila. Brother-in-law. 5 families right now are squatting already inside their house, the house of the brother-in-law. And it's really so hard for them. So, we just felt that we need to do something. They're believers also from another church. First thing we did as a family, we plugged them into the Imus Church. Tagtaga Imus sila. Imus Victory, that's what we did. Second, we're meeting them on Wednesday to minister to them. Kung anong kailangan nila na emotion. Kasi majority of them, ito yung ano eh, para maramdaman nyo. Ang tanong sa akin ganito, Chinky, paano kami mag-uumpisa? Hindi namin alam, wala kaming kakilala dito. How can we start? A top doctor, imagine mo, they don't know, they're at a loss. People around in Tacloban, sinasabi nga sa akin, are just like zombies. They're wandering around. They don't have any food. They have nothing. But I do believe, this is the time for the people of God to rise up. This is the time for the people of God to really show that there's a living God. Because you know why? Sometimes, the only Bible that they will be able to read is our lives. How do we respond in this what? Times? Yes, we're crying out to God, Lord, Ginoo, tulungan niyo po kami. Yes, the Taklobanos are shouting that. But they cannot see God right now. But the only God that they will see, if they see relief, if they see people who will be concerned for them. I just want to challenge each and every person here. As we talk about how to manage God's money wisely, it's never about the money. It's about serving the purpose of God. And the purpose of God is what? To bless the people of God. To help the people of God. To advance the agenda of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just pray for each and every individual inside this room, pinapanalangin ko ang bawat isa po sa amin. na maunawaan po namin na dumarating po kami sa isang panahon na napakahalaga sa kasaysayan ng aming bansa. Na pwede pong tumayo ang bawat mananampalataya at maging isang pagpapala sa mga taong naghihirap, sa mga taong nawalan ng mga kamag-anak sa buhay, sa mga taong nawalan ng tahanan, at sa mga taong nawawalan ng pag-asa. I pray in the name of Jesus that you speak to each and every person inside this room. Huwag naman po sana nakatulad ng isa sa ang natakot, ang ginawa, tinago na lang ang kayamanan, hindi pinalago. Dapat ang maging halimbawa po ay katulad ng dalawa, dinoble nila. Ginawa nilang 10 times kung ano man ang pinagkatiwala. Father, I just pray right now that you touch our heart. Ask us, Holy Spirit, what will be my role? What will be my role in this time? Yes, you are our master and our role is to become a steward. Yes. How can we fulfill your goal? Your goal to become a blessing to others. I want you right now, you, while you are praying right now, manalangin ka. You ask the Holy Spirit, what is your role? Holy Spirit, speak to us. Is it giving up my plans for Christmas? Is it ministering directly to the people to go to Villamor Air Base to minister to the people who are hurting? Is it to adopt a family? Lord, anong gusto niyong gawin? Anong gusto niyong pagawa sa amin? Heavenly Father, whatever you say, Lord, again, at the end of the day, it's not our agenda, it's not our plan, it's your will. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would seal, Lord, whatever you told them. Bless them, O Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give God praise.
Thank you, Chinky.
Yeah, one last thing probably. I just sense that I need to say this. You know what? I hope that this will not be only an emotional thing. Bigyan nyo pa ng dalawang linggo, tatlong linggo, makakalimutan na natin to. Balik na naman tayo sa normal nating buhay. Pero maniwala kayo, yung mga taong nasalanta, hindi po dalawang linggo, tatlong linggo. So kailangan, ano tayo, let's be vigilant. Ang pinakita lang sa akin ng Diyos talaga nung nangyayari lahat yon. Sabi niya, Chinky, paano yun kung kayo yung pamilya? Kung kayo nandun, at di lang yun, kung ikaw namatayan. Sabi ko, praise the Lord na hindi nangyari. Ngayon, ikaw, walang nangyari sa'yo, anong gagawin mo? So I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. And let me tell you this, this is the promise of God. Those people who will become faithful steward, God will promote and God will bless. Amen.
Let's give a big hand again to Chinky. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.